I kid with Bill when I come in a lot, and we kind of enjoy probably the same sense of humor. But I say, you could open a restaurant across the street and call it Savoy Spillage. And if you can't get in here, go across the street and go to that one. Because you probably have that one going as well, but your hands are full. There's a certain magic. Wouldn't you agree? Probably you don't want to analyze what the magic is. Like, people don't want to analyze what love is, because if you figure it out, it'll be gone. Mm-hmm. The magic that goes into this. But I can start out. It's good food, first of all. Mm-hmm. You got to have that. These people aren't coming in here just because it's a nice, clean place.
Good food is a priority. A clean place is important, and good service is important. Those are basically the three things that we try to really work on.
But then I also think the other part of the magic is that Maxine and now you have been there. The owners are there.
And are interested in the people.
And, right.
And well, we enjoyed it. I did. And I know Bill does.
They like meeting and seeing the owners.
That's right. And that's important, I think.
I would say it's as big a component as maybe the other things. That's what seals the deal, probably.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think so, because it's knowing there's someone there that most people know and know by name. And I think that's important, to have that relationship with your customers. And if there's something that they need, they know it's going to be taken care of.
Right. I'm sure, Bill, and Maxine, you too, but maybe Bill, you're working in the back and so forth, and you said, no, I got to get out there. And I got to talk to the customers.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely.
That's part of
it. And
your
I
job.
Enjoy it, but that's my job, too.
But we enjoy that part of it.
It's an enjoyable part, but you need to get the feel of what's going on and how the customers are doing.
I bet both of you, when you go around and talk to people, you kind of hear conversations that maybe you wish you hadn't heard. Maybe there's some big hot issue in town and you hear them all talking about it.
Oh, lots of times. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And politics.
Politics.
You'll hear that a lot.
Yes.
You try to stay sort of neutral.
They probably drag you in. Politics and religion both can anger people. Mm-hmm. But you ever have political discussions between a couple of people and you got to say, hey, guys, you got to hold it down? Does that ever happen?
Not really. I'm very careful if I speak to anyone about politics. And they have to bring it up, and I have to know what they are. In this town, it's pretty easy to figure out.
You figure it out. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought maybe between two customers.
Two customers?
Right.
Not usually.
Speaking of politics, and I'm just going to say this for the record, today is July 21st, 2016. The Republican convention is now going on, and Donald J. Trump has become the standard bearer for the Republicans. I've mentioned this today because he's going to make his acceptance speech tonight. And so we sit here at this point. Hillary Clinton is the apparent standard bearer for the Democrats, and that'll be next week. So here in 2016, we do not know who's going to be the next president of the United States. Those of you who are listening to this 10, 20, 30 years from now, you'll know the story, but we don't know it yet.
We don't know it yet.